We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 111, Perek 26, Mishnah 9. That's the last Mishnah of Perek 26. And then we begin the next Perek 27, Mishnah 1. So it's Perek Chofov, Mishnah Tes, followed by Perek Chof Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Begin, of course, with Perek Chof Vov, Mishnah Tes. Or, Shehu Tomei Midros, if a person has a piece of leather which is Mekabel Tumas Midros. In other words, it's Ro'ui to be Mekabel Tumas Midros, because, for example, it's a piece of leather that's been made as a rug or a carpet to sit upon. Or Shehu Tomei Midros can mean a piece of leather used as a carpet, which is actually Tomei Tumas Midros, a Zav, etc., sat upon it. And then a person takes this Patichas Or, this large piece of leather, V'chishev Olov, and he plans to change it, to change its function from a carpet or a rug to liritsuos, to straps, ulisandolin, or to sandals. So he's going to make it into a different type of keli. He has a machshova. With that machshova alone, with that intention, that's nothing, because machshova, just thought alone, cannot change the status of a kli, as we've learned several times already. But Kevon shenosan bo eso Ismail, suppose he takes the sharp knife that's used to cut leather, known as an Ismail, and he begins, he puts the knife to the leather, makes a nick in the leather, and begins to cut the straps or the pieces into sandals. Tohor, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it is no longer roi lekabel tumah, and if it was tomei, it's no longer Tomei. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that simply placing the knife to the leather is enough to be mevatel the original function of the piece of leather as a carpet, as a rug. Now it's changed its identity, and it's no longer Tomei, it's no longer Roi Lekabel Tuma in the same sense. V'chachomim omrim, chachomim however disagree, and they'd say, ad shima atenu pochos mechamisho tfochim, that the piece of leather, which was originally a carpet, is not yotze, does not leave its status as roi lekabel tuma tumas medris, or actually being tomei tumas medris, it does not lose those statuses, until it is reduced in size so that it is less than 5 tvochim. Once that it is less than 5 tvochim, then it's not roi lekabel tuma, as we will learn in the next perek of Zayin. But the Chachamim, disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, say that if he reduced it in size to a piece of leather 5 tvochim or larger, then just putting a knife to it, the Ismail to it, is not considered a maisa, an action sufficient to be motzi the or midei tumo, to change its status. Along comes Rebbe Elozar ben Rabbi Tzadik Omer, af ha'ose mitpachas min ha'or. If a person takes a piece of leather which was large enough to sit upon, so it's mekabel tumas medris, and he makes out of that piece of leather a mitpachas, a napkin, a small tablecloth, tumeya, it remains roi lekabel tumah, and if it was tomei, it remains tomei, because there's not been any shinui maaseh, there's not been any change. A napkin or tablecloth can also be used as a small carpet. So even if he took it and reduced it in size, but if it's still a flat piece of leather that can be used to sit upon, even though he's using it as a tablecloth or a placemat or whatever, it is still Tameya. umin hakeses tahora. However, if he takes a piece of leather which has been made into a pillowcase and he takes it and cuts it and makes out of it a mitpachas, makes out of it a flat napkin, then the flat napkin, the mitpachas, becomes tohor. Why? Because there is a shinui tzura. Originally, it was a pillowcase of leather, which was a dover hamakabel. You can put things into the pillowcase. Now it's just flat piece of leather. Flat piece of leather, a different function, different entity, no longer the same keli. So therefore, it is tohor. The Mefarshei HaMishnah, the Rishonim, argue and try to understand where Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik's position fits in with the previous machlokes. It seems to be an independent din, which is fine, except that he says af ha'oseh, and therefore they have difficulties with it. I especially recommend to you the comments here of the commentary known as Mishnah Achrona to see how he deals with that particular issue. Moving on now that we finished the 26th perek, and we move on to the 27th perek. The 27th perek is Me'anef, and the 28th perek, in fact, which we'll get to Amir Tashem in a few days, deals mainly with the halacha of a beget, of a cloth made of wool or linen. A cloth made of wool or linen. And, as we know, there are various materials that have different madregos, different degrees of tumah and tahara. In our Mishnah, we're going to be dealing with several of these materials. First of all, we're going to deal with a beged, a piece of cloth, and I'll define a piece of cloth as an object made of wool or linen. Mitamei mishum chamisha shemos. This is the most susceptible item of our list. We'll see the rest of the list soon, because it is susceptible to five types, five names, five labels of tumah. To explain this a little bit more clearly, and the Mishnah later will explain this in greater depth, a beged made of leather or, a beged made of tzemer or pishtim, wool or linen, is mitame as a kli kibul. If it's a bag, a sack, a casing of some sort, so it's mitame as a kli kibul. If it is used as a sheet or as a mat, etc., then it's mitame medras. If it's covering, it's used as a tent covering over a dead body, it's metame mishum tumas ohel. If the threads of the wool or the linen are woven, so it's called an orig, a woven object, then it is also metame under certain circumstances, as we will see. And it is also metame if it's just a scrap of beged, if it is three etzbos, three finger breadths, the width of three fingers by three fingers. In all of these five cases, klei kibul, medras, ohel, orig, and sholosh al sholos, there are different shiurim, different measures which render it susceptible to tumah. If a beged made of tzemer or pishtim, wool or linen, is a klei kibul, it's a little sack, a little pouch of some sort, then it's metame even if it's a little small thing, the size that can contain a penny. It's a little sack that contains a penny. It still is mekabel tumah, klei kibul. If it is made for medras, then it has to be roy to sit upon. So therefore, we have the measurement. It has to be at least 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim of cloth. If it has been made as an ohel hames, it's an umbrella or a canopy over a dead body, then it becomes tomei, no matter what size it is, according to most Rishonim, but the Rambam and the Bartanura following the Rambam says it has to be at least a tefach by a tefach. Fist, the length of the breadth of a fist by the breadth of a fist. If it is woven together, you have strings or threads of wool or linen which are woven together, for example, as a belt of some sort, then it is metame as an orig, as a woven object, even if it has no shiur to be called a beged. So even a little string of string type belt is also metame as it becomes mitame, becomes tome as an orig. And if it's nothing, it's just a piece of cloth, but it's three etzbos by three etzbos, it's also roi lekabel tuma, as we will see. So these are the five shemos, the five categories of tuma. Again, kli kibul, medris, oel, orig, and sholosh al sholosh etzbos, which apply to a beged. Hasak, however, an object made of sackcloth, which means an object made of the long hairs of an animal, usually the long hairs of a goat, a wild goat has long hairs, is mitame mishum arbo. It is only susceptible to four types of tumah, namely klei kibul, medris, ohel, and orig. But it is not mitame if you have a piece of sackcloth three etzbos by three etzbos. It is not mekabel tuma. Ho'or, leather, objects, mishum shlosho. They are susceptible not to five and not to four, but only to three types of tuma. Namely, clay kibul, if you have a leather pouch. Medris, if you have a leather carpet or a leather hammock or a leather bed. And ohel, if you have a leather canopy over a dead body. But it's not metame, leather is not metame, the sholosh al sholosh, and not mitame mishum orig. If you cut very narrow strips of leather and weave these strips together as a woven object, there is no halacha of orig upon a non-beged, a non-semeru pishtim object, not sack, and not leather or. Ho'eitz, objects made of wood, of the five possible categories, are only susceptible to tuma mishum shnayim, because of two of those categories. Namely, if eitz is a kli kibul, if you have a box, a carton, a crate, which can contain things, and it's made of wood, of course it's mekabel tuma, as we learned many times already. Eitz is also metame mishum medris. If you have a wooden platform to sit upon, a wooden chair, it is mekabel tumas medris. But there's no halacha of a piece of wood 3x3 etzbos being mekabel tuma. And if you somehow weave pieces of wood, strips of wood together, it's not mekabel tuma. Only unless it's a clay kibul, unless it's a basket, etc. And it's also not metame tumas oel. As we know from what we say Friday night by Mem Adlikin from the Mishnah Besecha Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Kol hayotze min ho'eitz eino mitame tumas oholim elo pishton. So every other product besides flax, besides linen, that's a wood or a wood product, is not susceptible to tumas ohel. Of course, there are exceptions, which we will learn about later. Now, the Mishnah goes and elaborates upon all of the things which I just tried to teach you in general terms. But instead of going in descending order, from the beged which is susceptible to five shemos, the sack to four, the or to three, the eight to two, I skipped one. Uchli cheres mishum echot. A ceramic keli, a vessel made of clay, is only susceptible to one type of tuma, namely, as you should know by now, if it's a kli kibul, if you have a ceramic cup or bowl or saucer or whatever, then it's mekabel tuma. But the other types of tuma do not apply to a kli cheres. In fact, even tumas medris doesn't apply to a kli cheres. So if you have a chair made of ceramics, It's still not Mekabel Tumas Medrus, and this is because, as the Gemara Mesechet Shabbos Daf Pei Dalet explains, the Posuk says, in Chumash Vayikro, Perek Tesvov Posuk Hey, the Ish Asher Yiga B'Mishkovo, a person who touches the Mishkov, the bedding or the sofa of a Zav. So in that Pasuk, you have a hekesh, you have a comparison, a linkage between Ish, the person, and Mishkovo, the piece of furniture. So, the Gemara darshins, just as an Ish, a person, who becomes Tomei, can become Tohor by immersing himself in a mikveh, so too, his bed, in order for it to become Tomei, must be made of a material which can become Tohor by being immersed in a mikveh. But as we know by now, a klicheres has no tahara b'mikveh. A klicheres immersing it in the mikveh does not do anything. A klicheres only becomes Tohor by smashing it to bits. So therefore, a klicheres does not become Tomei Tumas Medris, and it is also not metame mishum ohel, mishum orig, and mishum sholosh al sholosh, but only clay kibul. So until now we've gone in descending order, from the beged of five shemos, the sack of four, the or of three, the eights of two, and the klicheres of one. Now the Mishnah goes in reverse, not from five down to one, but from one up to five, in order that you really thoroughly know the range of categories of tumah to which these various materials are susceptible. So the Mishnah continues and says, beginning from the bottom now, going now in ascending order from klicheres up, klicheres mitame mishum kli kibul. A klicheres is mitame only mishum kli kibul. If a klicheres is a cup or a bowl or a saucer or a pitcher, etc., which can contain something, then it is mekavel tuma. But kol she ain't lo toch b'klicheres, if it has no toch, it can't contain anything, it's just a flat piece of klicheres, then ain't lo achorayim. You can't, it does not become rendered tome if a tome av touches it from behind, because there is no halacha of a klicheres becoming tomei unless it has a toch, unless it has an inside, a base kibul. So that's ground zero, so to speak. That's the lowest. Klicheres, which is only susceptible to one type of tumah, kli kibul. Musaf alof ha'eitz, however, wood and wood products, they have an additional category of tumah to which they are susceptible. Besides kibul, if you have a wooden box or crate or carton or whatever, it is mekabel tumah. But eitz is also shehu mitamei mishum moshav. If you have a wooden chair, a wooden chair is also mekabel tumas moshav, mitumah tumas medris. So it has two categories to which it is susceptible to tumah. Two categories of tumah to which it is susceptible. V'chein, Tavlo she'ein lo lizbeis, if you have a tablet, a flat tray, with no frame around it, so it has no base kibul, nevertheless, b'chli eitz, when it comes to a wooden tablet, a wooden tray, it is tumeya, it is mekabel tumah, because under certain conditions, wooden kelim are mekabel tumah, even if they have no base kibul, because they have a tsuras kli. A wooden tablet, a wooden tray, is a type of a utensil. It's a tray, it could be even a tabletop, etc. As opposed to v'klicheres, if you have a flat tray made of clay, of klicheres, of ceramics, then it is not mekabel tumah. Tahora, it remains Tahora, meaning it's not Mekabel Tumah, because there's a general rule by a Klicheres, no Toch, no Tumah. No Geis Kibul, no Tumah, period. So Eitz, in a certain sense, is more strict than Klicheres. Then we go to the third, upwards, more strict, still. Musaf alav ha'or. Leather is even more susceptible to more categories of tumah. Shehu mitamei, because it becomes tamei not only because of klei kibul like a beged, and not only because of medras like a beged and not eitz, but in addition, it's also mitamei mishum oalim, mishum tumas oel. Because if you have a leather canopy, a leather ceiling, umbrella over a dead body, so it becomes tomei tumas oel, which is not true by eitz, because we learned kol hayotzei min ha'eitz eino mitamei tumas oelim, and it's also not true of beged, of wool or linen coverings, as we will learn in more detail. Musaf olav hasak. Now we're going from 0 to 1 to 2, from 1 to 2 to 3. Now we're going to 4. When it comes to sackcloth, that has an additional category of tumah towards which it is susceptible. Musaf olav ha'or shehu mitamei mishum oalim. We just said that. Musaf olav hasak shehu mitamei mishum orig. Sorry. Or already is metame mishum ovalim. Sak has an addition to that. It's metame tumas oval, then kli kibul and the medres. But it is also tome mishum orig. If you weave out of two strands of goat's hair a little whatever, a little avnate, a little belt, it is mekabel tuma because of the principle of orig. Musaf olav habeged, and finally the granddaddy of them all, the one which is susceptible to 5 categories of tumah, that is a beged made of wool or linen. Shehu mitamei, that it is mekabel tumah, mishum sholosh al sholosh. If you have a scrap of beged, a little piece of cloth, 3 fingers full by 3 fingers full, it is mekabel tumah. And so we have finished lesson number 111, and in the process finished the 26th perek, and concluded the first Mishnah of the 27th perek.